Whereas now ignite a bonfire right before Shabbos, unless before Shabbos he was able to ignite one of the pieces of wood without having to bring other twigs to get it, the fire going. He's only lighting one piece of wood, one log, one branch, whatever it is. It has to be in a state that the fire already caught onto the majority of the circumference of the branch, and also has to burn through the majority of the thickness. This is what we learned before, that if you put on food close to Shabbos and didn't cook, you can turn you to something with the coals, and therefore they after the food. Same thing over here, you cannot have a no from this bonfire if it was lit the Easter. This is Xavier Shem Yechatabo, you need the Eastern Gedeshi Talmud Shalevitz. It's a concern you can move around the wood so that the fire should take lighter better. Shehuzaka Kashir, it was Chakti Nezim Shabbat Shabbat Shoya, Vemu Agav Yakav, Vemu Agav Yimnoya, once it reached that point that the fire is already burning by itself, doesn't need any more help. And it's mutter to do that as long as you got to that point before Shabbos. And therefore, you can use that fire to warm yourself up with the fire, whether it's on the ground or whether it's in a kli. Even if it's made of materials that you don't make wicks on Shabbos because they don't burn so well, but they have a bonfire, we're not concerned that it will not burn properly. Shabbat brings a Taz, it says, one should be careful not to sit too close to the bonfire. If there's like little branches that are sticking out of it, little twigs that are sticking out of it, cause the concern you may inadvertently do what you normally do and push them into the bonfire. But many Achareinim disagree with that, and we're not choshish for that. The only thing that you're not allowed to do near a bonfire is to read something there. Something needs to be read carefully, that we have the chash, which we'll see later, of Shema Yata. You may try to move the fire around so that it lights better, so what you need it for fine-tuned lighting, for reading purposes. But just to eat over there, it's not a problem. Sivvei, Yeshayim, Shevukomim, Afil, Leochus, Ben, Ur, El, Kosh, Shom, Nation, Dokim, Hokim. For those that say, if you have charcoal, then even if it's not all lit up, but as long as it started burning, it's permitted, because these are things that once they start burning, that you don't have to be concerned they're going to stop. Shev Gimel, the Dudish of Gephis, the Gophris, Shokash, the a bonfire which is made out of tar. The Shavuot says also fat and wax and Gophris, sulfur, straw. All these things get it to catch the fire very easily. And once they start burning, you don't have to be concerned about the fire. So therefore, once you ignite it, it's permitted to use that fire in Shabbos. Chemadush of Kodim, Shukarim, it's Morim, Shem, Fuzorim. Sending light to a bonfire made out of reeds or pits of dates when they are not one on top of each other. They're spread out. They're not tied together tightly. Then we say that if it started burning, it will continue by itself. But if these reeds or the pits of the dates are in a basket, since it's all one on top of the other, we're concerned the fire won't get into the whole basket properly, and therefore you have to do like we said before. You have to wait till the flame is coming out by itself. That's a sign that it's already on the way. It won't need your help anymore. You shouldn't have to have somebody said all the way around. When they're in the basket, then it's permitted right away, and if it's without a basket, then you have to wait till the shalabit, the flame starts coming out by itself. Yeah, so a nice, of this opinion, Shavuot does not bring a hachro. This one we go.